Trump declares war on the New World Order. Wow. That's the name that InfoWars gave this clip. Let me tell you what Trump is talking about in terms of his big initiative here, the cities.
With just a very, very small portion of that land, just a fraction, one half of 1%, would you believe that? We should hold a contest to charter up to 10 new cities and award them to the best proposals for development. In other words, we'll actually build new cities in our country again. These freedom cities will reopen the frontier, reignite American imagination, and give hundreds of thousands of young people and other people, all hardworking families, a new shot at home ownership and, in fact, the American dream.
Yeah, that's from Bandop Video. And Alex did like a 20-minute thing. That's the way he introduced it.
I'm sure Thomas Jefferson would have had a lot to say about the term freedom city.
They're a threat to the health, the wealth, and the freedom of mankind. So let's build more of them. But you understand what he's talking about. Why is it, you think, why is Trump talking about cities? Since when have we had so many government officials so concerned about building so many from the ground up cities that are planned, right? Is it, does it get people's understanding when I show you pictures of Neom, that prison city being built in the desert by Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, in Saudi Arabia? And we've got many of these smart cities that are planned like that all over the place. And why is it that Trump is jumping in on this? And why is it that AJ is saying he's declared war on the New World Order? No, what he's doing is he's pushing the New World Order's plan. Let's have cities. And you heard what he had to say. We can house everybody in less than one half of 1% of the land here. This is pure on Agenda 21. Let's get everybody off of the land. And of course, part of that is to shut down the farms by saying the farms are going to kill the planet, right? And so we got to ban farms, get everybody out of the rural and suburban areas, put them in cities, and we can do it in one half of 1% of the land. That's pure Agenda 21, which went on before UN 2030 Agenda. Used to be that Alex would tell people the truth about that. Now he's applauding it because it's being done by Trump. You understand why? You understand the role that Trump serves in all of this? He can call it freedom cities. He can call it freedom fries instead of French fries. Whatever this nonsense. Juvenile nonsense for a bunch of juvenile idiots following this Pied Piper. That's what CPAC has become. And you got people who are pushing it. Let me give you an example of this. You know, you heard Trump's freedom cities, right? They're even talking about the 15-minute cities on Ohio's local news broadcast.
Mayor Bibb introduced the idea of being the first 15-minute city in the United States. He did this in his State of the City address last night.
The urban planning model is new, but city planners told our Sarah Shookman the time is now to tap into federal dollars to address some of Cleveland's deeper problems. Imagine a Cleveland where everything you need is less than 15 minutes away.
It's this ideal planning framework where human needs and desires are accessible within a 15-minute walk, bicycle ride, or transit trip.
Yeah, but your desire to get out of that 15-minute area, that's not going to be fulfilled.
City planner Matt Moss says it doesn't have to be a dream. Instead of a concrete jungle where people work and separate places where people live, in a 15...
Yeah, it's just a convenience, right? It's just a convenience. Nothing to worry about. Those walls, don't worry about that. The people in Oxford are worried. The people in Oxford don't like it. Oxford, England, they're pushing back against it. Look, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, sounds like a duck, it's a duck. This is a smart city. What Trump is talking about. And again, why do we have all these politicians now obsessed with cities? And you know what they're going to do with the cities. And you know that it's not just going to be convenience. That's the way they were selling the global ID thing in Ukraine. Oh, look, it's so convenient that you can get all your permissions on an app and so forth. Yeah, they'll sell it as convenience, but it's pure on tyranny. The common man.
They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.